Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of the anointing. The anointing is referred to in both the Old and the New Testament, and it references the hand of God coming upon a person, giving them supernatural enablement or supernatural empowerment to do the will of God in their life, to give them divine help so that they can accomplish things that they could not have accomplished in their natural strength. We know from multiple Old Testament examples that God chooses the individuals whom he desires to anoint, whether it was the king of Israel or a prophet for the day. God was the one doing the choosing. We know that in New Testament times, from Revelation 1:6, that God has chosen New Testament believers to be priests and kings unto the Lord. So we have a divine choosing, or we have been chosen by God to receive an anointing from God as priests to minister to God, and as kings to walk in the authority, supernatural authority given by God to accomplish works on the earth that Jesus has assigned to each and every one of us. Though God has done the choosing regarding who will receive his anointing, each and every individual believer decides or chooses how he will treat that anointing on his life. How will you treat the anointing on your life? King Saul was someone that received an anointing from God. And in reading the Old Testament accounts in 1 Samuel, it says that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Saul, and he was changed into a different man. There was literally a life-changing experience that he had as a result of receiving God's anointing, or the Spirit of God coming on his life. So he had a true blessing or gift from God in this anointing that came upon his life so that he might be a king of Israel in a fashion that was pleasing to God. But Saul's decisions regarding how he would treat that anointing cost him the anointing on his life. Disobedience to God in the very specific things that he was called to do by God as king cost him his anointing. Personal disobedience will cost you the anointing of God on your life. In 1 Samuel 15, we find in verse 10 these words, "Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me." Does God ever anoint someone and then become disappointed and regret the anointing that he gave to them? It seems apparent from that scripture that that indeed can occur. And we have seen people in the church in recent history who had great anointings from God, but their disobedience cost them their anointing. Back in the 1950s, there was a particular healing evangelist who had phenomenal healings in his revival meetings. It was during the Voice of Healing movement during the 50s when there was an amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit and physical healing was reported across the United States, documenting cases with doctors' reports of dramatic healings were occurring. This particular young evangelist was tremendously anointed in the area of healing. He was so anointed that he ended up getting arrested in Miami for practicing medicine without a license and even went to trial for it, all because of the numerous healings reported at his revival meetings. But this young evangelist was disobedient to the Lord in several areas. And in fact, a prophet of God had gone to him and said that the Lord was telling him to judge himself in three specific areas. One was in how he treated fellow ministers. Secondly was how he handled his finances. And thirdly was regarding his personal eating habits because he was grossly overweight. This prophet told the young evangelist that the Lord was warning him that if he would judge himself and take care of these matters, that things would be well for him, but if he wouldn't, that he would die a premature death. As it turned out, the man did not live to be older than 38 years old. Disobedience to God in personal areas of your life, regardless of how strong an anointing you may have from God, will cost you your anointing. It happened to King Saul. It's happened to people in ministry. God doesn't want you to lose the anointing he gives you. He wants you to flow in the anointing. But obedience to God is of the utmost importance. King David was one who came very close to losing his anointing because of his sin with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah the Hittite. Though he had been very careful to obey God all along the way in his time as king, when he stumbled in that sin, he was in grave danger. But he repented sincerely before the Lord, and Nathan the prophet told him that God would put away his sin. In other words, that he forgave him. His true repentance was received by God. But King David was so aware of the anointing of the Holy Spirit on his life that in Psalm 51, he cried out with pleading to the Lord right after this incident with Bathsheba, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." He cried to the Lord, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." King David valued that anointing. He loved the anointing of God, the presence of God on his life. And he was devastated at thinking that he could be losing the anointing of God on his life. God does not want any believer to lose the anointing on his or her life. But obedience is such an important issue. Another very critical issue to maintaining the anointing of God on your life is being very careful how you treat the anointing on other people's lives. King David was very aware of this principle of God. He was in a situation when he was anointed king, though Saul was still the king, and David knew that the day was coming when he would be king of Israel. But King Saul, who had lost the anointing of God, and an evil spirit was now tormenting him, and he was acting in almost an insane fashion in chasing David and trying to murder him. In all of those events, David was very careful not to touch the anointed of God. We see him repeating this multiple times throughout 1 Samuel when he says, in 1 Samuel 24:6, "Far be it from me, because of the Lord, that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed." David had several specific instances when he could have killed Saul, and righteously so, because Saul was trying to kill him, and it would have been considered perhaps self-defense. But he refused to touch the anointed of God purely because he knew that that was a principle of God's kingdom. That principle remains the same today. People today are touching the anointed of God when they slander ministers, when they speak evil of people who are serving God, whether they do it in their minds or they do it with their lips, or write articles about other people's ministries and their downfall, touching the anointed of God is as serious an issue today as it was in King David's day. David was very aware of how displeasing this would have been to the Lord, and David, I'm sure, would have lost the anointing of God had he taken matters into his own hands and touched God's anointed. Are you guilty of touching the anointed of God? Have you criticized a minister, a pastor, a missionary, a man or woman of God who's ministering the gospel? Maybe it was your former pastor. Are you still speaking evil about the elders or the pastor of your church you used to go to? That's touching the anointed of God. But you may say, well, they are guilty. They are wrong. Every single minister of the gospel, missionary, pastor, elder, deacon, all of those people are imperfect vessels. You will never find a perfect minister, a perfect pastor. We still have to love and respect them and the anointing of God upon them. If you take it into your own hands and insist upon judging and criticizing and condemning these people who are the anointed of God, the result on your own life is that the anointing of God upon your life will dry up. David knew how serious a matter this was, and he avoided it like the plague, though it would appear that he would have had justifiable reason to do so. And you may feel you have justifiable reason to complain, criticize, speak evil of your former minister or pastor or someone in the past. God says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Leave the judging to God. Pray for those people in whom you see weakness or imperfection. Don't criticize them. Pray for them. Ask God to help them. Ask God to build them up in the area of their weakness. Pray for them as if it was you having the problem, how you would like others to pray for you if you were in that situation of leadership and you were struggling or failing. How would you want people to treat you? Would you want them to speak evil and turn their back and go away and gossip? Or would you want them to pray for God to build you back up and restore you into God's standards? That's God's heart. He wants us to be vessels of love and intercession for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.